Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones. This is Master Lady Kira Ra, and I hope you're seeing me because I'm seeing everybody else but me. So whoever you're seeing, welcome to our beautiful, incredible episode of Soul Mirrors. And as we come forward this evening, as we offer ourselves the blessing of this divine moment together, as we are heading into 2021, I want you to bring a hand to your heart and simply say, thank you. Thank you for being, thank you for knowing, and thank you for also saying yes. Because if you're here tonight, in one way or another, you have been saying yes. And forgive me, our studio is really having some fascinating moments. There we are. The technology has been amazing tonight. So forgive me, I need to take a breath and really center and start over. And so I'm going to do that. And that feels better and so appropriate, does it not? For we are at that moment right now where, what are soul mirrors anyway? What are they? Why are we talking about this? What is happening right now? Well, are we not all the mirror of each other's soul? And to kick that off, I want to welcome our beloved Jess. Jess, come on in. Let's get your video on. Let's welcome Jess into the show. There we are. Hey, Jess, and welcome, welcome, welcome. So as you all know, this is the amazing Jess Jutinen, who every month joins us as our co-host for the first show of every month. And we're making an exception because it is right now. And Jess, as a mirror to a mirror, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
BBS so Radio TV from business to clean energy.
Yes, this
physics
is so awesome to
ufology, political commentary to alternative health. We
know
it's
a huge show,
how to brainwash you, honey.
So honored to be here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we are so honored you are here with us. And I want to dive right in because, angels, and you know, we are in a moment. This extraordinary, it's really, we're calling it thrive or dive energy. This is a moment where everything is bringing us to a moment of having to look within and really discover our passion, discover our truth, and pay attention to the naked authenticity that is all around us, yet so many are afraid to claim. Breathe that in. Breathe that in. We are so afraid of the truth because the truth is so rare that we would rather succumb to the illusion. So I'm dropping that one out there. There's my mic drop, okay? I'm dropping that one out there right now because what we really are seeing in our planet, what's really happening right now, and that's why Jess and I are here with you together right now, is that who you are reflecting, who is reflecting you, is the divine gift of your consciousness up-leveling, of the movement into this concentric time experience. You notice in the middle of the concentric time that's coming forward right now, there's this creation energy because you have become this, you see this beautiful ascended kundalini coming right up. You are living in that energy of ascended kundalini right now. You are adapting. Jess, how are you adapting? How is your soul mirror energy mirroring back to you?
I have to say it's been fantastic for me. I am feeling like everything has been aligning. And yeah, I have felt those moments in the pole of density, but there's a stability that has really anchored that I'm so grateful for. So I'm definitely hoping that mirrors a lot of other people's experiences right now, because that is so the opportunity to really anchor here right now and to lift, it's so much easier. It's here. It's available the moment we choose and do it.
Well, I want everyone to breathe that in, because I want to talk about the passion of that. Because we all know that as we move through our conscious ascension, as we really relax the ego, as we illuminate that which arises from within, as we step into the self-ascended presence that we are, in this moment, right now, everything is conspiring to stop that from happening. Everything. Everything. And that's why being aware of this ascended Kundalini presence, of the zero point energy that arises as we lift into our multidimensional presence, is so important, yet so challenging. You know, why is it so challenging? Why is it a moment where that which we know which we are is so challenging? Pay attention to everything that's happening in front of you and notice what has your attention. Notice what you're noticing. Noticing what you're breathing, noticing what you're feeling, noticing what you're focusing on. You know, in this moment, Jess, I want you to help me in welcoming right downstairs, right here in Tosa Blue Mountain, right down in our living room, are all these amazing people. I think I hear them cheering from here, right? All these amazing people, I think eating popcorn, I heard the rumor down there, who said, you know what? COVID scare will not frighten me. I will not be intimidated by others telling me that if I go to Ecuador, something awful is going to happen to me. Yeah, you might find out the truth. You know, the truth is that down here right now, we're doing really well. We're on the reverse. People are happy. Things are moving. Businesses are open. I mean, we have our protocols, our protections, but there's a unified spirit of illumination and of, the word I want to use is radiance. And Jess, it brings me to this whole thing about passion. And I wanted to share this with you tonight, because as we are all saying yes right now, and as we are culminating, you know, you and I, we've been doing the show together for over a year now, right? Yeah. Is that hard to believe, right?
Oh, here crazy. We are.
And this year we got syndicated on 13 terrestrial radio stations. We're on iHeartRadio, AM, FM 247, around the world, 2.5 million listeners. I mean, this has been quite a year for Soul Mirrors. It really has. And I thank you for that. And I really wanted to have you here for that. And a lot of people have been asking me lately, you know, or saying to me, and you can kind of jump in here as well. They're like, you know, Kira, how do you do what you do? You know, how do you work 18 hours a day every single day? How do you live on 4 hours sleep? How are you someone who, you know, work out an hour a day and book her own showers? You know, it's like, you know, how are you doing what you do? And you've asked me that often as well. And
yes.
I know that
oh, yes.
Right. And I know that similarly you are too, right, Jess? I mean, I know that similarly yeah. you are too. And so I was really feeling into the energy of 2020 to 2021, this, you know, this 2 year up level, this moment where we have been learning how to deal not only with time compression, you know, going outside the timeline and bringing it back in, relaxing the mind of form into you are not crazy. This is honestly happening. Going outside of the paradigm, being aware of the creation, and then the miracle of creating it, right?
Yeah, right. Bringing it into this life, this place, this timeline right here and now. And the fact that we can do all that, that is how you can get so much done, right? Because we're going beyond what the mind would conceive of is possible or potential. We are able to create in such an expansive way, and we have been getting the preview all year long of how much we can really do. And
exactly.
The more, yeah, and I found the more we do, and you've shared this with me before, the more we do in service, we have the energy. Like it's you have the energy to keep going. But if you're not in your service, then it's gonna feel hard. You know, that's my experience. You know, it's totally different, you know, and then it's like, how could I even get out of bed today, right? Versus all the things we can do.
Well, you're also describing the law of instantaneous manifestation. And that's yeah. what this is. That's what all this ascended Kundalini is. That's what this new rising energy that's coming up and sustaining us in multidimensional presence offers us. And it brings us back down to one thing. And that's what's in front of us right now. And it's your passion. It's your passion. And how do you sustain your passion? You know, we all, myself included, we all have our moments where we think, can I take even one more moment? I often say there's times that I am at the breath within the breath within the breath within the breath of the moment. To just keep going into the depth of your divine presence to get beyond that which is trying to tell you it is greater than you, because it's not. And to take yourself on that journey of divine discovery means that there is a driving passionate force inside of you. And that driving passionate force has been illuminated by the divine presence of you. And that you have applied the wisdom of steadfast commitment, focused awareness, and complete trust. That you have illuminated the cycle of ascended experience, of ascension, which is that awareness, experience, choice as that ever-refining highway. But if you go within all of that, Jess, within all of that is the energy of the passion that at the end of the day, what is it that drives you in this lifetime? And what is it that drives you in this lifetime has been revealed as being the summation of the awareness of the energetic jewel of the past life experience, not the past life itself. You have the memory, the knowing, and the you can have full recall. Certainly I do. I know many of you do as well, of that life. But that's not it. It's not to dress up like that life. It's not to be that life. It's to harvest the jewel of that energy. It is to say yes to that. And so I want to bring in my beloved Sri Ram Ka, one of my other passions for living, and continue this conversation. So I think we need a trinity here tonight. How are you feeling about that, Jess?
Absolutely.
As we culminate this year and Sri Ramka is still alive and on the planet, I just want to raise my glass to that. And so another new year with Sri Ramka here.
Yay.
Another new year with Sri Ramka here. Yeah. And so I just want to welcome my beloved angel.
Thank you. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, you better not. Wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka. And Sri, we were just jumping in to something that you and I were talking about earlier, which is, you know, what is it that motivates you in this lifetime, this passion? And, you know, as I was diving down that, I wanted to share that we each have those experiences. And let's dive deeper into that, Sri. Do you want to jump in?
Sure. Because, you know, passion is, people mistake passion for emotion. Passion is the ignition of your sacred heart. Passion is the energy of, you know, Jess, I heard you say earlier, when you're here in your service, when we are ignited right in the truth of why we took birth, which is our divine service, then the soul is bringing forward energy. Versus an egoic passion is just a motivating energy for the ego. You know, the ego has its motivations, and usually it's somewhere around, you know, sex and money and all those kinds of things and the variations of fame and all the rest of it. Versus the soul's passion has nothing to do with that. It is this ignition to be.
Well, you know, let's go back because there's really a little more I want to unpack into that. There's actually a lot more of that I'd like to unpack. And let's first go, Jess, do you have past life experiences inside of you? Do you have a past life conscious of? Okay, so give me, you can give me however the details you want, but what we're looking for is what, if you were to summarize that lifetime, what was that lifetime and what was the jewel?
The jewel really was a remembrance of the mastery that I already have inside of me. So with that activation and remembrance that I am the master, it's like the whole lifetime, sure, that was cool, but it was like you're sharing. It's the gift that came from that. The energy of my soul's essence, name, and vibration came forward. And that I can carry through into this lifetime and remember the master that I truly am.
So the gift of that, and this is one of the things I want to share, is that everyone who's listening right now, everyone who's tuning in, we are at a moment right now, I mean, literally right now, where we are having an opportunity to pay attention to that spiral. Remember, we are in this concentric dimensionality of time. And please join us New Year's Eve. We are going to unpack that in a way that hopefully will really go wow for all of you. So we are in this concentric dimensionality of time. And as we are in it right now, go through the spiral of those lifetimes, looking at them from a multiple dimensional experience. So let me share with you how to do this. Do you want to learn how to do this?
Absolutely. We all do.
Okay. All right. So because in order to share it, I have to share with you, I can only share it through my own experience. But I also think it answers the question, because I've been getting a lot of people saying to me, like, you know, you're tireless, you know, nobody can keep up your pace and blah, blah, blah. That's not true. The only thing that they're witnessing around me is when divine inspiration is who you are. When here's the blessing, is that when we say yes to our expanding vision, when we stop thinking we're crazy, when we stop doubting ourselves, when we stop doing all of that, right? When we really say yes to that, and we let the paradigms just drift, just kind of go, okay, then what we're really doing is saying yes to our higher self. And in that moment, that's when we really begin to see the higher energy of each being. And that is really where, and in just a moment, and the whole second half of the show, we are going to talk about an ensoulment that came through the divine directors on September 22nd, 2019, that was delivered for literally this moment. And this is very much about that when we start seeing the truth of it. But then you have to go to, how does the ego navigate that? How do we stay in body of form? How do we really integrate our self-ascended presence? And this is where this beautiful fluid time experience that we're in right now, this concentric dimensionality, this is where we can harvest the jewels of all of those past lives, because we have been, and I love your graphic, Jess, because it really shows it. We have been ignited by those energies, and those energies are filtered down into very interesting things. And here's how you'll find them within yourself. And let me share with you how I found them within myself as I was guided through the Ascended Masters to share this with you. So you go to the past life. Well, for me, it was very clear that I had to look at the two most recent ones. That was my guidance, that it was the two most recent ones, which happens to be the only two I've ever had that were not cosmic life regression. There, you know, I'm aware of many, many other experiences with this planet, but there was no reason other than it would be just fascination and curiosity, which has no real value to do that. So as many of you know, and I've shared, and if you've not heard, it was somewhere in the late 1700s. I was a Native American in Canada, in Northern Canada, and I was the medicine man of the tribe. And I was very, very old. I was very, very old. I was sitting in the pine forest circle, very tall, beautiful trees, very remote, little fire. I remember it clearly because we didn't want to be seen, but we were cold. I was the only man left because they had all protected me. And there was a circle of women, some of them with babies, all crying. And not one of them understood what had happened. And this was a tribe that was literally wiped off the planet. Everything about them, their culture, their name, everything. And they were not the only tribe this had happened to. And so what I did in that lifetime was I actually took my own life because I had failed so desperately. And the gift for me was to see the cowardice of that act from the energy of, it was because I was a man that I was not to let any one of those women know the truth. And I could have done things that could have saved the whole tribe, but I didn't, because the men were away and they were women. And so it was such a huge energy of wisdom or ignorance. And that was the energy of that lifetime for me in this moment right now, that we as a experience in this timeline, because we're all in these chosen timelines, we have all arrived where your ignition is happening. Your ignition is happening. Your ignition is happening. And for me personally, one of them was that through that lifetime, I was very aware of the power of wisdom and the power of ignorance. And that we are currently in the world of density from that experience that has arisen. And so, of course, I am here as a woman. And of course, I have an Indigenous heart. And of course, I live among the Indigenous. And of course, I champion that. And I'm working with some very sexist Indigenous right now. So, but wisdom or ignorance, we're at a time on the planet where wisdom is feared and ignorance is considered acceptable because that is what groupthink is. Groupthink says, I will claim ignorance. I will, because I want to feel safe. I will give away my power. I will give away that which I am. And so the concentric dimensionality of these past lives is calling us to that type of knowledge. Yeah. So how's that feeling for you guys to receive?
Well, you know, I think one of the keys here is to understand that wisdom is an acquired, it's like applied spirituality. Wisdom comes forward through experience and the experiences of past lives, the experiences mm-hmm. of the cosmos cultivate wisdom. Uh-huh. Ignorance says, uh-huh. I'd rather not know the truth because it's convenient for my ego to keep a smaller paradigm at work.
Well, this is what keeps us out of authenticity.
Yes.
Right? Because, right? I mean, you're running up against this, right, Jess? I mean, Jess has been having, can I share what you went through the past 24 hours?
Sure.
So all of you know, inquiring minds. So in the past 24 hours, many of you know, and if you don't know about WWA Global, why not get there? Just find out about it, right? WWAglobal.com. And better yet, join us New Year's Eve when we share a whole bunch more. So Jess has been talking to people that have wanted to be a part of this experience. And this experience, the WWA experience, is about literally living the new model, not just talking about it, not just BSing about it, not just sitting around making big claims about it, but honest to God, living it. The setting down of the ego and the what's in it for me, knowing that together we are better. And of course, the greater good is served. We are all served when all are served. So talk to us about what you've learned over the past 24 hours, because you've just gotten your PhD in spiritual activism, girlfriend.
Yeah, it's been very fascinating talking to many beings that say, yes, I'm interested in this opportunity. But there was different energies prevalent. There was, you know, the energy of what's in it for me. That was definitely front and center, you know, like, yeah, I get it. The oneness and yeah, I want to be part of it. But wait, what am I getting out of it? And way more interested in what am I getting out of it versus what are we building together? So that was one energy that definitely was encountered, you know, and there was definitely that. It's like poverty consciousness, right? Or just the sense of like, either that's too much investment for me to be part of this, or I don't want to invest in that way. I want to invest in this way. So it was really fascinating for me to sit and witness, you know, and honor each being for where they're at, but exactly. Also be like, it was eye-opening. It was very eye-opening because there are beings that are out there that have been doing this work for 10, 20 years or more, you know, that's the level of consciousness that was there. It was very anchored in density concepts of money and that poverty consciousness piece. So that was very interesting and enlightening, you know, and it really left me feeling like, oh, cool. Like I feel personally like I have so much to offer and being aligned with ascension consciousness. Like, why would I ever be hiding that? You know, after seeing people have no fear of hiding where they're at. Right.
Right. But this is, I love this. You know, early on, I remember Sri and I, when we were first in that carnival circuit, I remember being I was so naive. I was so shocked that that existed. And because that is 99.9% of the people that you're dealing with was why we left.
Yeah, well, I remember also getting a little disillusioned because
Yeah.
in the spiritual expos and supposedly the folks that are presenting are there offering something that is good information to uplift you, to expand you, etc. And it may be that a lot of what they shared was indeed useful. However, the energy of the delivery was from a classic business mindset, which is, I have a product to sell. The product might be empowerment. The product might be new information. The product might be oneness.
And that's the old model. See, this is the people you're talking to are, and I got
to
jump in.
And the only reason I want to go to the show, the expo, is either I want more fame or I want to sell more.
That was it. You know, I want famous or I want money. And we wanted neither. You know, for Sri and I, it is and will always be and has always been about consciousness and about the extraordinary blessing that each one of us is gifted with when we discover it within ourselves, which you have done as this amazing soul mirror, Jess. And, you know, I want to remind us, remember that the ego responds to motivation. That's the ego. Oh, come on, baby. You know, right? But the soul responds to inspiration. So here's the cool thing. Once the soul is inspired, then it starts providing inspiration to the ego. Thereby, the ego starts transcending the need for the motivation and accepts the divine inspiration. So it's like this ever refining spiral, right? That is sacred union energy. That is sacred union energy right there. That's how it is. It is the ignition of the divine infinite spiral. And we are in the moment right now, I want to remind all of us, where we are seeing the twinning earth. As we are moving, remember 2020 and 2021 were what? Mirror years, right? It was this 2-year time compression giving us this opportunity to soar in ways we have never soared before. And, you know, I do want to drop a little teaser in coming in January. So coming in January on this show on Soul Mirrors, you are going to want to make a note. It is going to be Sensi Mag Month. And I will share more with you about why on our first episode in January, but Sri and I will be sharing a lot more with you about why at the New Year's Eve event. And we have an incredible lineup for you, including at OnenessTalkRadio.com for January. We are featuring The Last Prisoner Project and a way for you to be able to help support that project. And so there's a lot of things coming that are very, very exciting. And Jess, I just wanted to drop that in as a moment of naked authenticity expansion, because it's really like the drop going out into the water, like right behind you. Like when I'm looking at you, I feel like we've just had that cosmic, the little cosmic drop in the ocean there. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. I'm so excited for what is coming and what's going to be shared in January. And this connection to consciousness and plant medicine and the ways that we can really start understanding the role that these play in our lives and the ways that we can really support the healing that our planet so very much needs and so many people are needing. And it's going to be really important conversations.
And it's aptly timed. And it's at a moment where we have that mother, father, spirit, Trinity energy that is arising back up and saying, hey, remember, everything you need is here if you choose to wake up to it again. And that's that mirrored energy. And it brings us to the ensoulment. I think we should really bring a hand to our heart, and we're going to screen share the ensoulment because, and before we do, I'm reminded that we did not give you guys the phone numbers. I am so sorry. We've had so much to share. We just went and jumped tonight. So, hey, get into the queue, 888-627-6008 over at BBS Radio. Again, 888-627-6008. And at Oneness Talk Radio, 517-208-1500. 517-208-1500. All right, let's put up that ensoulment. You ready, Jess?
Absolutely.
All right, there it is. And I think we all, are you guys seeing the divine directors, honey?
I'm seeing it.
Okay, you are seeing it. Okay, normally it's outlined. I just want to make sure. Okay, so as you guys can all see, this came out in 2019. And this actually went to Bhutan with us.
Mm-hmm. And what, you know, one of the things that's fascinating is the power of this ensoulment. We're going to read this and get into it a little bit. is it seems to us now that we've got a year with it.
Over, a little over, yeah.
That it needed to circle the earth. There was an energy here about universality, an energy about coming forward in a greater consciousness.
Yes.
And I kind of smile at the fact that this ensoulment traveled with us to Bhutan. We read it. We shared it there. It traveled with us to India. We read it. We shared it there in Varanasi and in other places. And, of course, back here in South America and North America.
And, you know, I have had the one that went to Bhutan with me, which I had laminated for all of you who were with us in Bhutan. I laminated them with fig leaves in them. And that one still hangs by my office. I read it every day. And Jess, I know that you've been with this as well. And we want to take a moment and really just break this down for everyone before we go to the phone lines tonight, because what I now know, first thing you notice is that this is the divine director through Kira Ra. This was before I accepted who I am. That did not happen till after Varanasi and Bhutan. I went to Bhutan and Varanasi and India to claim that and to really say yes to that and go deep. And really it was there already. The name was there, but I refused to put it in print. And so I found that to be great. And then similar to how we've done in Monday Magic, this was actually been coded for me only 18 months ago. And so it's actually another affirmation of what's happening with the time fluidity and why this is so important to pay attention to what's happening on our planet right now, because we're going to decode it right now. So, Tree, why don't you begin reading? And all then right. Jess, maybe you can join in and read with us too. All right.
Well, let's right. take a breath, because it opens right up with a powerful invitation. Imagine a world where with every breath and in every moment, you only saw each being as the highest potential of their being for this lifetime.
Now, taking a breath, that is the definition of a soul mirror. Right? That is the energy where we are right now. That is the 2021 experience. It is going to be all about holding this energy. This ensoulment is for right now.
So I want to repeat that sentence.
All right.
Imagine a world where with every breath and in every moment, you only saw each being as the highest potential of their being for this lifetime. Then, notice you have already activated your star consciousness and have transcended the third dimension without the need for conscious thought.
Now, I want to stop right there, because this is the definition of multidimensional consciousness. You have just transcended without the need for conscious thought. No more doubt, no more questioning. You just are. Jess?
Wow. I'm just like completely blown away, because I was there when this was delivered with you guys, and I cried the first time. I'm almost just started bawling now, just hearing that first opening line and feeling the truth of this. It's powerful. I want to live with this every day for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we are. And so let's continue. Let's put
right.
up that screen share again,
because
it brings us to these questions. And as we are getting ready to go into this new year experience, these really are the questions. This is it. And it begins with now. What does your life look like? Right? You've let go of the third dimension without that need for conscious thought. So now what does your life look like? It means you've really said yes to who you are. So now what does your life look like?
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Breathe that in.
Who are you with?
Breathe that in.
Where are you living?
Breathe it in. Let it out. There
what
it is.
Do you look like?
What do you look like?
What are you wearing? How do you feel?
So I want to take a moment and invite you to notice I'm connecting with all of you. Jess, you noticing any chakras calling you right now?
I'm definitely feeling the high heart going ping, and I feel a little third, and I feel that throat. It's like
Trinity, jackpot, cha-ching, right? There it is. All right. She's getting the big money now. Okay. That the first thing I felt from everybody collectively, empowerment. We are at that moment of alignment, wisdom or ignorance, hate or love, ego or divine illumination. That's the energy in front of us. That's what's going on. We are ready to enter into the incredible ashram, the temple of the within, the ashram of the soul. And we are 2 days away from what will be a profound day out of time that will invite us to dive into these questions with the answers already present. You know, you want answers to those questions, you're staring at three of us right now, because we are as nakedly authentic as it comes. And just the one thing that I enjoyed so much today was witnessing your celebration of yourself and the celebration of integrity and the celebration of naked authenticity and not letting anything stop you. I bow before that. I bow before that, because that's where your passion is, right? And look at your life. You are the law of instantaneous manifestation, right? And I've had the blessing of watching you grow up.
So oh my speak. Gosh. Well, thanks to you guys.
Like that. Oh my God, you're so amazing. I mean, how many years have we been acquainted now?
I believe it's 8. I always try to remember. I think it's 8. I think we're in 8.
Yeah. And how amazing, because it's just, this is the blessing. And you know, Sri and I are watching this happening here as well at Tosa Blue Mountain. When you have the steadfast commitment, the focused awareness, and the complete trust, and it brings us back to the passion, right? And so that passion coming full circle, the awareness of that past life, that jewel that we're harvesting right now, are we ready to say, yes, that is why I'm here now. I have been illuminated by what is happening. I am not being collapsed by what is happening.
And you know, there's one piece, we talked about wisdom or ignorance and how the passion comes from the soul's wisdom and the recognition that we're lined up in some way. This lifetime, my soul's imperative, why am I here? You know, I'm ready to serve. And that alignment can provide great energy. However, there is one little piece there called the ego, the personality self. And if we're fully invested in our ego, then the ego will try to take that soul's information and profit from it in some way.
Well, the ego likes motivation. It's like, yeah, I can stop this. I can do this.
And the,
right?
ego, the ego is born of density, and density is polarity. And polarity is win-lose versus oneness. And so the ego says, oh, I've got some inside information, or I've got some inspiration. How can I profit from this? And that's where sometimes, if you're lucky, you'll fall on your face and go, what was I doing?
You know, I think this should bring us back to the ensoulment, don't you? Let's pop that ensoulment back up again. And I can't, there it is. Our microphone's so big. There it is. I couldn't see the button. All right, there we are. So we're going to ask ourselves these questions then. And here's where we start going into that massive witnesser of the witness, right? Notice what you are noticing. Notice what you are noticing, and have already activated the lift from the fifth dimension into the seventh. This is the code that's saying 2021 right here. If this is all, this is everything that it's saying, because 2021 is the year of living in the seventh dimension. If you are awake to the ascended presence now, then the seventh dimension is awake and waiting. And we're going to get some more cues right here.
Well, I feel it's so powerful, the opening sentence of this ensoulment, because everything unfolds from that. Where in a world where in every breath and in every moment, you only see each being as the highest potential of their being. When we say, I choose to see that, we automatically have set our ego aside. Yeah. We automatically have relaxed the agendas, and we are noticing. And noticing is the gateway to multidimensional consciousness. And relaxing the ego is the gateway for your wisdom to come into action in your life. And then all of this just follows so beautifully. Notice what you're noticing. You've already activated your star consciousness. And then right where we began here again.
And Jess, why don't you take us over right there? Why don't you just read that whole paragraph again, starting with then?
Then notice that you are noticing and have already activated the lift from the fifth dimension into the seventh. Here you are floating and aware that you are without any judgment, melted into a sea of compassionate lift from the fifth dimensional highway of experience You have arrived at the seventh dimensional gateway.
Wow. Let's breathe that in, because this is the multidimensional existence. This is exactly it. And what I'm really loving and inviting you to remember here is you are floating and aware. You are aware that you are without judgment. Thereby, you have arrived at that moment of divine inspiration, because you melt through it. This is the blessing, and the total smile is that when you finally break free into that level of awareness, the ego actually becomes more empowered, because it's being empowered as the divine illuminated presence. It's transcended. It's no longer an ego. It is the active principle that is guiding what this body of flesh, form, mind, and thought is doing, and you're aware of it. This is the multidimensional concentric dimensionality moment, and it was embedded right here. Wow. Really powerful. Really powerful.
Well, let's just keep going for another sentence here, okay, because I'm enjoying this, and I hope all of you are.
I hope so.
Let's take a breath. Discovering that a door does not exist, for you can only open this experience through the release of judgment, mm-hmm, and the recognition of the divine perfection of the weaving of energies through the complexity of space and time and co-creation.
Concentric dimensionality. If you want a definition, there it is. It's right there. That is consent. So you see, they coded, they seeded this in. And at the time, and I just want to share on it, because on a personal level for me, it was a big aha. That's why I wrote through Kira Ra, because it needed Master Lady Kira Ra to decode this in this moment now, to know that it had even been brought in now. And when we went to Bhutan, because I was active with the cancer at that point, and there were lots of other problems, we were only ever in Bhutan a couple days, but this went there. And it was in some temples.
Yep.
And so it was like, that was that. I had to go to Bhutan. There was this, because in the moment now, here living in the Andes Mountains and having been in the very high Himalayas twice now and stranded there, we have opened up. I feel as if we are at a moment of ascended presence where we are rising up and saying, here we are. We are together. We are better. We are aware of concentric dimensionality. We are able to break free of our limitations. And that bold paragraph right there does it. And then just read the next one, because it's just too mind-blowing.
Absolutely. Here, the vastness of the journey unfolds, and there is a moment where your conscious breath calls you through the recognition that the body is not breathing.
I'm going to stop you right there. The reason I want to stop you there, forgive me for interrupting you, is that's the moment of ninth dimensional presence. That was how I knew it was there. You're aware that what feels like eons away, you're not breathing. And you're instantaneously called back in as the breath reignites with a greater depth of conscious awareness. So if you want to know how you've gotten to the ninth dimension, there's your definition.
You are therefore called to instinctively pay attention to that which has just come forward. This is the moment of divine awareness and the opportunity to experience the vastness as a witnesser of the fifth dimension, witnessing itself as the seventh dimension.
All right, yeah. Let's take in a breath.
As we breathe, you arrive again as a witness, now fully choosing to enter the ninth dimension. For to say yes to this resurrected presence is to fully release all the attachments, constraints, and needs of the third dimension.
This is where I just call it the smile. I can't give it words. It's just this smile that comes forward, this knowing. And I want to go back to that paragraph before. You are therefore called to instinctively pay attention to that which has just come forward, because you are no longer distracted by that which is the illusion. You're compelled. It goes back to what we were talking about earlier. You know, we were just sharing this, that when you have that passion, that's it. It's that where you are instinctively moving forward with every breath, mm-hmm, where there is this compelling energy of inspiration, where you realize the limitless nature of your creative capacity through the body of form, you are the alchemist. And it's that moment where we let go of all the doubt and we know the truth of who we are.
And the reminder there is that when we say yes to this presence, that's a magic phrase.
Yes.
I say yes to my ninth dimensional presence, which thereby means I have relaxed all my 3D attachments.
Exactly.
I've relaxed the needs and the constraints of the third dimensional norm because I have said yes and I've made a choice. And in the choosing comes the power. And in the power the wisdom.
Right? And then in the wisdom, that's where you actually become concerning to those who enjoy ignorance.
Uh-huh.
We are in a moment where wisdom is something that is frightening to those that prefer ignorance. And let's finish this ensoulment, and then we're going to go to those phone lines. So let's go to the share screen. And because let's wrap this up. This is a big one. Jess, take us home. Fully anchored.
Fully anchored in the compassion of the fifth dimension supports staying in a body of form without decay for as long as the experience serves the compassion. Go deeper with this. Study this daily. Print this and share it freely for all who are ready, already are waking. I can't see the last line.
Okay. May they find their way. And may all anchor the compassion of this moment. Mm. And let's go ahead and stop that share and just connect. Go ahead.
Okay. Before we do, or as we're doing it, there is a sentence here. Fully anchored in the compassion of the fifth dimension supports staying in a body of form without decay for as long as the experience serves the compassion.
So let's breathe that in, because when Sri and I were in Bhutan, my body was in massive decay. And, you know, he was still recuperating. And that ever since then, for those of you that have been with us on this journey for the past year, owning that, what I can share with you, the miracle that has happened for Sri and I personally, is that owning that line and really owning our mission and kicking it into an even higher level of service and kind of like, okay, we're taking off all the cloaks when we started on March 13th, when the COVID there, and we said, okay, we're going to ride this with all of you. We're not going to stop. We're going to stay with you. The reverse aging, right? My body is brand new. I literally have a brand new body. I am strong from not being able to walk up my steps to literally bounding up them two at a time without getting winded. That is that full embodiment, that sacred union of the soul and the body saying, oh, are we doing this? Well, then let me show you what I'm going to do. And we're enjoying it very much. You know, we're really enjoying that what that can do and how each being responds to that is based upon the depth of the surrender to that level and commitment of the soul being the guide.
Yeah.
And that's a big jump for a lot of beings because it brings us back to something we talked about with just a moment ago, and I want to go there, is that you've got to be empowered to do it. This isn't just going to happen unless you commit. You have to literally command it. And Saint Germain teaches it in that miracle book that we have. They actually teach this process. And I never got the deeper meaning or context of it until the Divine Director's ensoulment.
Well, and it's important to remember, there's a difference between wishing and taking action. There's a difference between dreaming and saying, I am. And I am committed and I will take action. And even if my ego is kicking and screaming, I'm going there. Mm. Because the ego doesn't want you to change. And so it will kick up a field of fear and doubt and insecurities. And as we notice that, it's an opportunity to trust our soul even more.
Mm, that's true.
You know, and that's really the purpose of distraction and resistance, is to deepen your level of commitment.
What are you noticing on that, Jess?
I'm just loving this wisdom and basking in it. And it's so true. Like everything you're sharing about, the ego is going to come up and kick and scream, But when we really know our purpose and our truth, it's like, I'm going through that anyways. You know, I don't want to be there anymore. And there will come a moment where we just had enough of it. We've had enough of that. And yeah, right. And right now is that moment. I know for me and you guys and so many of those here, like, we've had enough of that. And everything that you've been sharing and has been shared in this show and this ensoulment is so exciting because it's demonstrating that it's absolutely possible for us to anchor and do all of these things. Because look at you guys, look at what you have shown us.
Oh, well, you know, bless your heart. And that is why, obviously, this came in over a year ago. It was for this very moment in time to be able to say, hey, here we are. You know, this is the moment. And I'm going to go ahead, by the way, and make all of you that were over on the OTR call board available to be heard. And I want to go ahead and, Jess, why don't we bring in some of our beautiful callers? Sheree, do we have anybody over at BBS?
Yeah, we do.
All right.
Looks like we have a first-time caller from Toronto, Karen, on line four. Let's say hello.
Hey, Karen from Toronto. Namaste and welcome.
Hello. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How are you? I love your show, and you, all of you are just beautiful souls. Thank you so much for all of your wisdom and your guidance.
Thank you, Angel. We love you.
Thank you.
How may we serve you tonight?
You know what? I'm not really sure. I was very surprised that I got through on the phone line. I'm having one of those, oh my gosh, what do I even say? I just want to say thank you for all this, everything that you're teaching all of us. And I actually wanted to know where, when you reach your twin flame, what dimension is that when you were reaching like their higher selves, if that makes any sense?
Well, I want you to breathe that in. I first of all, just want to share with you that as you were sharing and as I was connecting with your energy field, your heart is so beautiful. And one of the things that's around you is this sense of wholeness that is all around you right now, kind of looking at you going, hey, I'm right here. You know, it's like you have this energy in front of you that's saying, I am right here. You don't need to look anywhere else. And I love that you're our first caller and that you got through, because really it is the ultimate experience of the mirror. There, and the question that you're asking and the way that you're asking it and the energy that's coming in around it, it's like you're just starting to experience what we've been talking about with the spiral time, this concentric dimensionality. The energy of the divine is with us in every dimension, every single one. The minute we claim it within ourselves in the conscious experience of that which is asking is the minute we find it again. And in your case, it's overlaid right on front of you. It's like it almost suffocates you. And I encourage you to just start having a little more fun, honestly. Breathe in and really relax and notice what it is that you already know about this experience, because it's they're just telling me it's complex, it's around you, and that's all I can say. And so I'm going to have to stop. Jess, did you want to add anything, Sheree?
I'll just add that connecting with you is really bringing such a smile to my face, because your soul's essence and energy is so effervescent and bubbly, and this just butterfly energy that's wanting to just burst forth from your chest. You know, just let yourself soar. Yourself go, have fun, and all of that's going to be answered. I mean, you know it inside.
Oh yeah, thank you, sweetheart. We love you. We're so glad you got through.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I love you all for saying that. Thank you very, very much. I wish you a very beautiful and happy new year, and good luck with the rest of your show.
Thank you, sweetheart. Many blessings. Namaste. All right. Well, Sheree, we're going to go, it looks like, to Bradenton, Florida, over at Oneness Talk Radio. Hey, Bradenton, Florida. Namaste and welcome.
Namaste. Thank you so much, Sheree and Kira.
You're so welcome, sweetheart. Go ahead. We have 1 minute. So that's why I'm like, hurry.
Okay. So any message that wants to come through right now, I really welcome it. And I just set the intention that it's for the highest good of all.
Well, thank you, my love. And I'm so sorry we brought you in with 1 minute left, but I love that we did, because the message is that they're saying, trust you, step out the foot, keep going. And they're saying that the cavern before you has a bridge. You just need to know it's there. And I think for all of us, thank you. I think all of us, as we are heading into the new year, may find a cavern, but know that your bridge is there. And Jess, I want to thank you for an amazing year. My beloved husband, thank you for an amazing year. May we each be the soul mirrors of each other's heart in all ways. Jess, any closing words?
Together we are better.
Woo! All right. Join us New Year's Eve, shrinkira.com. Get there.
We love you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriankira.com. Or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri Ad Kira. May your heart, in all ways, know the master you are.